Releasing Guilt Meditation, read and written by Laura Evans. I want you to sit comfortably. I want you to place your palms face up on your lap. I want you to notice the weight settling into your chair. Feel your feet on the floor. Your head should be comfortably balanced on your spine, and your shoulders should be dropped. Focus on listening to my voice and following along. Notice now your breath. Feel as your body raises and drops as you breathe in and out. Don't try to change your breathing. Just notice it. Now bring your attention to your face, and as you breathe in, frown slightly, feeling your forehead contract, and as you breathe out, let go of the tension and relax your face. Breathe in, stiffen up your face, and breathe out, relax your face. I want you to gently open your jaw and then close your jaw. And open and close. Drop any feeling of tension that you may be holding in your jaw. Tighten your teeth together, connect them tightly, and release. And again, tightening your teeth, push them together, and release. I want you to lift your shoulders up, 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 and drop them. Breathing in again, lift your shoulders up, 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 and drop them. Now I want you to roll your shoulders forward and backward, and relax. Now draw your attention to your fingers. Close them up tightly into your palms as you breathe in, and let them go as you breathe out. Again, as you breathe in, tighten them into fists, and as you breathe out, release them. You're beginning to feel a deep relaxation in your upper body. Your arms feel very heavy now. Moving down, I want you to tighten your stomach muscles. Tighten, tighten, and release. As you breathe in again, tighten your stomach muscles, tighten, tighten, and release. Moving your awareness to your hips, I want you to tighten, tighten, tighten your hips, and breathe out and relax. And again, tighten your hips, tighten, tighten, and relax. Now moving your attention to your thighs. Tense your thighs smoothly as you breathe in, and relax as you exhale. And again, as you inhale, tighten, tighten, and relax as you exhale. I want you to gently press your toes onto the floor as you inhale and ease off as you exhale, easing away the tension. Push down on your toes as you inhale, and again, release as you exhale. I want you to feel the deep relaxation throughout your body as you breathe in and out. In and out. Stay here a moment and just observe your breath. If thoughts start to intrude, just let them go and refocus back on your breathing. The most common causes of guilt are created by your own mind. You are not being accepted by others, or think the thoughts that you are having are wrong. You may be feeling responsible for something bad that has happened to you or to someone else. You may feel obligated to do something for someone for the wrong reasons. Or maybe you never did something or said something important to someone, and now you'll never get the chance. Once you have identified the reasons of why you feel guilty, it is time to come to terms with the situation. We must learn to leave the past in the past. If you've done something wrong, you must come to the realization that you cannot change the past. You can do what you can to make amends now. You can learn from the situation and then move on. And that is all that you can do. I want you to think right now about the situation that you are feeling guilty. Guilt is created by the mind. It is an endless spinning cycle. Our thoughts constantly come back up to the situation, and the reason we feel guilty is because the situation is in the past and may not be able to be resolved. I want you to look inward and see that you are indeed a loving and kind person. I want you to say this out loud now, or in your mind. I am a loving and kind person. I am a loving and kind person. I am a loving and kind person. It may be hard at first to accept that, but keep saying it. I am a loving and kind person. I am a loving and kind person. I let go of the guilt of my past wrong deeds and realize that I am not bad. I let go of the guilt of my past wrong deeds and realize that I am not bad. I let go of the guilt of my past wrong deeds and realize that I am not bad. I have made some bad choices in the past, but I have learned from them, and I love myself enough to let go. I have made some bad choices in the past, but I have learned from them, and I love myself enough to let go. I have made some bad choices in the past, but I have learned from them, and I love myself enough to let go. I have learned from what I have done or said, and I will not repeat it. I am a loving and kind person. I am a loving and kind person. I forgive myself for not being there for someone when I said I was going to. I forgive myself for not keeping a promise. Whatever of these fits your situation, repeat it over, using positive words, showing yourself the loving kindness that you deserve. Buddha once said, "Whoever has done harmful actions, but later covers them up with good, is like the moon, which freed from the clouds, lights up the world." So from this day forward, focus on doing good deeds, random acts of kindness, or ways that you can uplift and inspire other people in your life or people that you meet. Guilt and shame are negative emotions surrounded by negative thoughts that continue to feed our ego in a negative way. It keeps that ego, that sense of I, alive, and it does not allow us to focus on anything positive. Once we let go of our guilt and our shame, we can focus on ourselves in a way that does not feed our ego, but rather heals our minds in a way of opening up to loving kindness, first to ourselves, and then outwardly to all beings. I am a loving and kind person. Many of you have already started this process, and you should be proud of the progress that you have made. I want you to think of many different ways that you can help other people today. It may be something small, by not raising your voice to your children, or helping a neighbor with their groceries. Something that you can do in loving kindness to someone else. But you must also remember to do loving and kind things for yourself. Maybe take an extra long bath, or guilt-free read the book that you've always wanted to read. Allow yourself to be free from your chains, and to release yourself to enjoy your life. You are loved, you are loving, and you deserve love. Repeat. I am loving, I am loved, and I deserve love. I am loving, I am loved, and I deserve love. I am loving, I am loved, and I deserve love. Feel this emotion of love start in your solar plexus. Begin to radiate out through your body like a warmth. Feel it heating you up, going down your arms and into your fingertips, through your chest, down into your stomach, through your hips, your thighs. From your chest to your shoulders, up into your neck, and the warmth now goes down your knees, your ankles, your feet, and to your toes. And the last little bit of warmth surrounds your entire face and head, You can feel completely relaxed and full of this loving warmth. This is the love of your soul, your inner spirit, sending you the love that you deserve to feel. Whenever you feel that guilt creeping up, remember this feeling. No matter how many mistakes you make, you are always loved. You are always learning, and you are always deserving of forgiveness. Slowly open your eyes now. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, and remember this loving feeling for the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Facebook at Medium Laura Evans. You can find my free psychic development group as well. You need to friend me on Facebook and ask to be invited to the group. It is a secret group. You can also listen to my podcasts on Stitcher.com, Podbay, and you can download my podcasts with an Android phone or app, and it's called Podroid. I hope to see you again soon. Thank you for listening to my meditations.